Today's daf is daf Tzadi Beis, and we will begin approximately 10 lines down, that's where we finished yesterday, with Itmar. So if you're counting down from the top 10 lines, and you'll see a line that begins Shna'ah. So move across with your finger across that line, Itmar. And now we're going to quote a machlokes regarding shtei chatzeros v'churva achas b'neihem. Now you may recall that a churva, which is English a ruin, has somewhat mechitzos, something left, vestige of mechitzos. It's not a normal base dira, meaning the mechitzos are really cut out to a large extent. And now the question is about carrying from your house into the churva on Shabbos. You have two chatzeros. In between, there is a churva. Now, one of these two chatzeros set up their own individual private eruv for all the batim that share that chatzer. The other chatzer did not set up an eruv. That's called achas irva, the achas lo irva. And now the issue becomes whether or not the dayarim of these various chatzeros are allowed to carry into the churva or not. Amar Rav Huna, this is the first of two opinions. Nosnim osa lezushalo erva. Rav Huna, as a Talmud of Rav, is applying Rav's principle, and we'll review Rav's principle in just a minute. And as a result of applying that principle, Rav Huna comes to the conclusion that you're allowed to carry from dafka the chotze shalo irva into the churva, but not from avale irva lo, but carrying from the chotze that did make an irva, into the churva, that's prohibited. And now we can see how Rav Huna is simply applying the general rule, the gzera of Rav, to this particular circumstance. Rav says that if you want to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer, you're allowed to do so, even in the absence of an eruv. However, there's one proviso, and that is there was no eruv in the chatzer. So you have a chatzer, and there are many batim that share that common chatzer. Are you allowed to carry kelim from that chatzer into another chatzer? And the answer is yes, but with one restriction, and that is that the batim in that chatzer that want to carry into another chatzer did not make an eruv. But, says Rav, if on occasion that they did make an eruv, and therefore they are carrying kelim from their batim into the chatzer, those kelim cannot be carried to another chatzer. The only kelim that you're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other are kelim that was shoves in the chatzer. They found themselves located in the chatzer with the onset of Shabbos. Kelim that were in the house at the onset of Shabbos cannot be carried into a nearby chatzer without an eruv. And Rav's gzera was that people won't differentiate between this keli and that keli. If you allow them, in a case where there was an eruv in the chatzer, to take kelim that was shoves in the chatzer and carrying them out to another chatzer, they'll inadvertently come confusing it with other kelim that were in the bayis that was shoves in the bayis. So therefore, Rav Huna says, when you have this situation, the scenario with two chatzeros on two sides of a churva, one chatzer had made an eruv, one chatzer had not made an eruv, clearly the chatzer that made an eruv would be allowed to carry from their chatzer into the churva, but the chatzer that made the eruv and now is carrying kelim out of their homes into the chatzer are not allowed to carry even kelim that was shoves in the chatzer on Shabbos into the churva. And why? Dilma osilafuke money debatim lechurva. They may come to take out kelim that was shoves in the bayis and carry them into the churva. But that's not the only opinion. Now we have Chiya bar Rav. Now notice, Chiya is the son of Rav, named after his great uncle. Rav's uncle's name was Rabbi Chiya. He was a Tana. And Chiya says that he heard from his father, Rav, that af le She'irva, meaning that we have an equation here, and we're going to apply the same din that applies to the chatzer shelo irva to the chatzer she'irva. Now, logically, if we don't know in which direction he is paskening, whether it's isur or heter, we should certainly assume he means isur, meaning if he's extending the din of chatzer she'irva to and applying it to the din of to the chatzer shelo irva, it makes a lot of sense that since in chatzer shelo irva, you would normally be allowed to carry into the churva, but you're going to confuse that with a chatzer she'irva, and you're going to allow yourself even a chatzer she'irva to carry into the churva. We can't tolerate that. So in order to guarantee that the gzeira would be upheld and that no one would come to carry from the chatzer she'irva into the churva, we're going to have to extend this and prohibit carrying even from the chatzer shelo irva into the churva. Is therefore, says Chia, that I think what Rav had in mind when he says af lisha irva means that shtein asuros, that we're going to take the din that applies to the chatzer irva, extend it and apply it even to the case of chatzer shelo irva, and in both cases, both chatzeros will be enjoined from carrying, in the absence of an eruv, from their respective chatzeros into the churv. V'im tomar. Now he is talking to himself, so to speak. He's having a dialogue. And if you'll argue, maybe what Daddy had in mind, what Rav had in mind, was shtein mutaros. Maybe he meant to say that the law that applies to the chatzer shelo irva is now extended to the chatzer she'irva. And Rav would now be willing, in this case, to even allow chatzer she'irva to carry into the mavui, then I would wonder about that. That would make no sense to me. Mipnei ma ein noslin chatzer shelo irva lechatzer she'irva. On the contrary, if you're going in one direction to equate the two, kind of a lo plug halacha, then in the case of chatzer shelo irva, why wouldn't you equate that with chatzer she'irva and impose on chatzer shelo irva the same isa that applies to the chatzer she'irva? To say it the other way around, that shtei mutaros, and since in the chatzer she'irva you're allowed to carry into the churva, therefore I should allow in the case of chatzer she'irva to carry into the churva. That doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara now rejects it. And the Gemara says it's quite possible that the halacha of allowing carrying from a chatzer shelo irva into the churva could now be extended to apply even to the chatzer she'irva. Why is that so? And the Gemara says that this case of churva is not similar to the classic case, the model case of Rav, where he instituted that gzera. Because hasam, when you're talking about taking from a chatzer she'irva into a chatzer, another chatzer, so Rav says we have to generate an isur. Why? Kaven de mintere money de bate b'chatzer asala fuke. It's a very safe place, as a general rule, to place an object in a chatzer. Chatzer is surrounded by mechitzas. It's a private area. People don't go in there. It's not like exposing it to the public. And therefore, plenty of kalim, in a case of a chatzer she'irva, will be taken from the bais out to the chatzer. And there's no inhibition about doing so. But hach, in our case of a churva, kevin de lo mintere money de chatzer b'churva lo asi lafuke. Who's going to take kalim from a bias through a chatzer and put it into a churva? Churva is a very open area. And security-wise, you're not going to end up with your kalim. You leave a kalim in a churva, people go in and out of a churva, they have public access, it's inevitably going to be stolen. So therefore, the situation of a chatzer she'irva vis-a-vis kalim that was shovis in the bayis, finding their way into the churva, even though technically it's legally allowed, but nevertheless it's a rare occasion. Who would in their right mind take kalim that are worth anything from a bayis and put it into a churva and expose it to theft? That's what's called a milsa de lo shchicha. And we have a principle with regard to the Rabbanans that we don't apply gzeres to a case, a scenario of milsa lo shchicha. Milsa lo shchicha lo gazu be Rabbanan. Ika diamri. Now the Gemara has a different lishna, a transmission of Chiya Barav, and Adarav Chiya Barav Amar, according to the second lishna, af li irva, meaning that when Rav says that the halach of afli irva, he meant to equate irva with lo irva, and shteyan mutaros. V'im tovar, you'll ask me, shteyan asuros, it would be more logical to say that Rav meant to equate them li'isur and impose on a chatzah she'irva, the isur that applies to chatzah she'lo irva. L'fishay nosim chatzah she'lo irva l'chatzah she'irva. It would not make any sense to say that we'll take the heter, the leniency of chatzah she'lo irva, and impose it and extend it to a chatzah she'irva. Nein, he says, hasam. In the case of Rav, when he instituted his gzera, is came in the mitre money to buy to bechotzer, because it's very logical and common, and we should anticipate therefore the kalim from the bias, if there was an eruv, will end up in the chotzer, because people don't mind putting kalim in a chotzer. There's no danger involved. There's no theft. It's a mitre situation. It's very protected. It's mishtamer. Is lo shari bu rabbanon. There's going to be a serious volume of kalim from the bais in the chotzer. Now we're not going to allow you to take those kalim, even if they were shoveis in the chotzer, into a nearby chotzer. But the osel afuke. But aval churva lo mintere. But churva is a case that's unusual for a person to take kalim from his house because he has an eruv into the chotzer, through the chotzer into the churva, to leave the kalim in the churva, that he would never do, and that makes it into a milslo shchicha velo gazu beirabana. And this leads us to the Mishnah now on the bottom of Tzadi Beis. This Mishnah is dedicated to the laws of a Gag Gadol, which is contiguous to a Gag Katan, and that's called Chotzer Gidola Smucha L'Ktana. Gag Gadol Smucha L'Ktana. So what you have a larger structure that's very wide relative to a smaller structure that is attached to the larger structure, and the gagos flow one into the other. There's continuous gag. So that if you're on the gag of the larger structure, then you walk towards the smaller structure. You can go down the middle and you'll be right onto the gag of the smaller structure. But if you look to your left or look to your right, because the building extends in its width beyond that of the smaller structure, you will see, partially at least, the facade of the building, of your own building, the larger building. And therefore, the Mishnah establishes that agadol mutar v'akatan asur. As far as the gadol is concerned, we wouldn't call it paritz l'makom ha'asur. The gadol is not paritz because it has these two flanked walls, and those mechitzos go up all the way to the heavens because of God Asik mechitzta. And those are bona fide mechitzos according to everybody. That's already mechitzos hanikaros. You can see those mechitzos. So therefore, the Gag Gadol sort of withdraws into its own independent rishus, separating itself, as it were, from the Chotzer Ktana, because it has its own mechitzos. Since the Chotzer Gdola has its own mechitzos, which we call Gifufe, therefore it is separated from the Chotzer Ktana. But in the other direction, it's not so. The Chotzer Gdola really penetrates into the Chotzer Ktana, and the Chotzer Ktana now has, you know, complete access. It's completely poured into the Chotzer Gdola. And the reason for that is because the Chotzer Ktana has no mechitzos on either side. There are no Gifufe. And therefore the Katan is awesome, which means that if the Bnei HaKatan, those people who reside in the smaller structure, they want to take up their kalim to their own gag, they can't do so, because that gag is parut to the gag, completely parut, completely open into the Gag HaGadol, and the Gag HaGadol is a reshus where they're not allowed to carry into. It's also taltel b'Gag HaGadol. And hence, the situation of the Gag HaKatan is that it's also because it's paritz l'makom ha'asur. I have here a note in which he writes that akelim le'inyan akelim sheshovsu bebayis, if there were kelim that was shoves in the bayis, mode hu sheyesh chiluk rishuyos ben agagos we also l'taltil bekulam. Kalim sheshov su bebayis shal adam echol legag shal adam acher. So you're not allowed to carry your kalim that was shovis in one in the bias of one person into the bias of another person without an Eruv, and the same thing is going to apply to the Gag. Now the Mishnah goes ahead and applies these same rules to two Chatzeros that flow continuously one into the other. Chatzer Gdolish and Ifritzol Ketano. So we have now two Chatzeros, and between them there's open space. Why? Because the Chatzer Ketano has narrow machitzos. The Chatzer Gdolin, so far as it's wider than the Chatzer HaKetano, has wider machitzos, meaning there are machitzos that will turn in on a 90-degree angle on both sides, and that's what we call Gibufe. And therefore, Gdola Muteres, Ketana Asura. The Dayari, those who live in the Chatzer Gdola, are allowed to take Kelim from their house into their Chatzer, but on the contrary, the Dayari Chatzer Ketana are not allowed to take from their house, respectively their homes, into the Chatzer Ketana. And the reason for that, Ketana Asura, is Mipnei Shehi Kepischa Shel Gdola. The Ketana, on the one hand, is parutz into the Gdola, and since it cannot carry into the Gdola without an Eruv, it therefore is considered parutz l'makom asura, and therefore the Ketana becomes Asura. However, the other way around, from the perspective of the Gdola, what you'll see is a Pesach. It's not parutz. There's no piritza. Why? Because the Gifufe, those vestiges of machitzas on both the right and the left, and that gives you a machitza. And therefore, the Chatzer Gdola is separated, if, as we say, recoils into itself vis-a-vis the Ketana. It's not parts into the Ketana. Why? Because the opening between the Gdola and the Ketana is nothing more than a Pesach. And now we get to the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Lomali Lemisni Tarati, why did the Mishnah feel compelled to give me the same structure, and the same dinim in two models, in two cases? Number one, in the case of the Gagos, and number two, in the case of the Chatzeros. So the Gemara now is going to give two answers. One answer according to Rav, and one according to Shmuel. Rav holds, if you recall, back on Daf Peites, that the din of go to Osik Mechitzos, with regard to the Mechitzos of a Gag, are not applicable. Why? Because the machitzos lamata are enom nikaros. If you're standing on the Gag, you will not be able to see the machitzos from the batim up to the Gag, and therefore you don't apply the principle of godasim machitzos. Now, according to Rav, we're going to have a very interesting answer to the question as to why our Mishnah had to have both the Gag in the Reisha and the Chatzer in the Sefer. Ketoni Gag dumi the Chatzer. We often have two cases in the Mishnah, Reish and Sefer, in order to teach us from one to the other. That's called Dumya. And now, we're going to have a Dumya situation here of Chatzer, Ma Chatzer, Minkara Mechitztav, Gag Nami Minkara Mechitztav. And the Mishnah is telling us that the case of Gag, in which we're matir tiltul for the Gag HaGedola, can only be understood in light of an equation to the case of Chatzer. And the Chatzer, the reason why we were matir in the Chatzer HaGedola, is because of what's called Mechitzos Nikaros, as we discussed before. The Chatzer HaGedola has Mechitzos, physical Mechitzos, that are Nirach L'ayin, you can see it with your eye, and they shoot out on both ends, towards the middle. In the case of Gag, if we want to be Matir Tiltil on the Gag HaGadol, we also have to have Mechitzos Nikaros. And that's Rav Shita, and Rav is going to derive it from the fact that it's Dumya de Chatzer. Just like in the case of Chatzer, it's Mechitzos Nikaros, so too in the case of the Gagim, it's going to be a case of Mechitzos Nikaros, which means that since the Gag HaKaton is narrow and the Gag HaGadol relatively is wide, so then you're going to be able to see with your eye the Mechitzos on those sides on the right and the left that go where the chatzah, the Gag HaGadol extends beyond the Gag HaKotel. And that allows you, through Mechitza Nikeres, to apply the principle of God Asik Mechitza, even according to Rav. Rav requires, if you recall, Mechitza Nikeres, something that you could see with your eye, in order to qualify as a Mechitza. And once you set up God Achis Mechitza, God Asik Mechitza, I should say, then what you have is, as far as the Chatzah HaGdol is concerned, a certain separation from the Ketana, because it's surrounded by Mechitzos. However, again, if you had two Gagos that were exactly the same size, there was no Bais Katan and no Bais Gadol, then it would be Mechitza Sheni Nikeres. You would not be allowed to carry on either one of the two Gagos. Now the Gemara picks up Shmuel's sheet. According to Shmuel, we do apply God Asik Mechitza, as a matter of fact, even if the Mechitza is Eina Nikeres. So what's the Reisha and the Sefer? Where's the Dumya? Well, Shmuel, Gag Dumya the Chotzer. Ma Chotzer the Ka Darsi Be Rabim, Af Gag Nami the Ka Darsi Be Rabim. And it means the following. In the case of Chotzer, when you have two chatzeros that are open one to the other, people are walking in that open area, the batim of this chatzer are going through the chatzer to the other batim, or vice versa, that's called Darsi Beirab. And that element or description of Darsi Beirab is critical to understand the halach and aresha, the Mishnah of Gagos. Why? Gag too is going to be a case of Darsi Beirab. Why? Because we want to understand why it is in our Mishnah that the Gag HaKotan is also. And normally I would have said, and it would logically to anticipate, according to Shmuel Shittu, says Mechitza Sheni Nikeres Shmei Mechitza, that in the case of the Gag HaKotan, it is surrounded by Mechitzos. So there's no reason why you should consider the Gag HaKotan Poritz LeGag HaGadol and Aser carrying Kalim from the house up to the Gag. After all, there are Mechitzos that separate the two Gagos. So the Gag HaKotan is surrounded by Mechitzos. The answer is that here it's a case where even Shmuel would agree that the Mechitzos are invalid. What factor invalidates the Mechitzos? That's called Darsi Bei Rab. That means people on top of the Gag are walking from one Gag to the other Gag, and that destroys the Mechitzos of God Asik Mechitzos. Yosef, Rabba, Rabbi Zerov, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan. There are three great Amoroim that are together, and they are studying our Mishnah. The Yosef Abai Gabai. Abai is sitting with them. The Yasvi Kaomre, and they, the three great Amoroim, are going to make a statement based on our Mishnah. They're going to analyze our Mishnah, derive conclusions thereof, and Abai is going to raise his point. And that's going to be the Shakla Vitaria. Shma mino mimasnisin, gedola b'ktano, diure gedola b'ktano, v'ein diure ktano b'gdola. When our Mishnah concludes with the five words, mipnei shehi kepischa shel gedola, what it means to say is that the Chotzer HaGedola penetrates, so to speak, into the Chotzer HaKtana. And the Chotzer HaKtana becomes nothing more than an entranceway, a Pesach, into the Gedola. And that has an impact on the Diurim. The Diurim means those who live, who reside in the Gedola. It's as if they reside in the Ketana. So to speak, there's a halacha called Meshicha, or Nimshachim. Nimshachim means that those who live in the Chotzer Ketana on Nimshachim, Acher Chotzer Gedola, they have the same din as the Dayorim in the Chotzer Gedola. Why? Because the Chotzer Ketana is completely open into the Chotzer Gedola. It's, so to speak, subservient. It's secondary to the Chotzer Gedola. And the bottom line is, it means that the Dayorim and the Chotzer HaGedola are considered halachically, again, you won't see this in the reality of it, as if they live together with the Chotzer HaKtana. But it's only in that one direction. In the opposite direction, as far as the Chatz HaGdol is concerned, the Dayorim of the Chatz HaKtan are not living in the Chatz HaGdol. The Chatz HaGdol is surrounded by Mechitzos. And as we said before, it withdraws, recoils into itself. It separates itself by virtue of this Mechitzos from the Chatz HaKtan. And from the perspective of the Chatz HaGdol, the Chatz HaKtan is just the method of going through a Pesach into the Chatz HaGdol. But as far as the Chatz HaKtan is concerned, and so far as it completely parts into the Gdola, then we take the Dayorim of the Gdola and we, so to speak, transport them into the Ketana, as if the Dayori HaGdola are living in the Ketana. Ketzad, what halachic ramifications does this abstract principle have? I mean, so far we're just talking in Luft. You know, you're saying that the Dayorim of the Chatz HaGdola are, in effect, virtually living in the Chatz HaKtana. What impact does that have in Allah? It's a very fine, abstract statement. So the answer is, it has repercussions as far as Kilayim is concerned. Ketzad gefana begdola, osul izroa esaktano. We know that there's an Iser Kilayim. If you plant Zroim and Kerem, which means Geffen, within a proximity of 4 amos. And if you do so, not only do you violate the Iser of Zriyas Kelayim, but the final product that grows is also Osur Midin Isuriyano, and that's called Klaya Kerem. Now, you have a Chatz HaGdola, and Gefanim, vineyards, were planted in the Chatz HaGdola. Is the Chatz HaKtana permitted to plant Zroim? Zroim means grains or fruits or legumes. And the answer is no. Why? Because since we have this halach of nimshachim, and whatever is going on in the Chatz HaGdol is now considered as if it's going on in the Chatz HaKtana, when the Chatz HaKtana plants Zroim, it's really planting Zroim in a Chatzer together with Gefanin. And that means that anywhere in the Chatzer HaKtana that you plant Zroim, that's going to be a violation of the Iser Kelayim. V'im Zora, Zroim Asurim. If he went ahead in the Chatz HaKtana and he planted Zroim, those Zroim are considered Klaya Kerem. And they're awesome. And here we turn to Daf, Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. However, now we're going to switch around. Wait a second. Now we're going to switch around our subject matter, meaning now let's talk about the Gefanim. Let's say, after the Gefanim were planted in the Chatz HaGdola, the Chatz HaKtana went ahead, violating the law, and planted Zroim in its Chatz, in the Chatz HaKtana. There's no question that those Zroim are Asurim. They have the status of Kelayim. Why? Because of the Nimshachim, in which we take the Gefanim from the Gdola, and we, so to speak, plant them, in an imaginary way, into the Ketana. But what about what's the status of the Gefanim themselves? The Zroim will be awesome. What about the Gefanim? The answer is the Gefanim are mutter. Why? Because as far as the Chatz HaGdol is concerned, that recoils, as we said, withdraws into itself, surrounded, as it were, by Mechitzos, and is unaffected by the Zroim that are planted in the Chatz HaKtana. So we have a one-way street here as far as Kelayim is concerned. Now we have the reverse scenario. What happens if the Gefanim were planted in the Chatz HaKtana? Then, Mutal Zroa Es HaGdola. I can plant grains, etc., in the Chatz HaGdola. And the reason for that is because the Chatz HaGdola is considered a separate entity, and it's independent, completely independent, cut off from the Chatz HaKtana. It has its own Mechitzos, it's separated from the Ketana. And whatever planting goes on in the Chatz HaGdola has nothing to do with the Chatz HaKtana. We're not going to take the Gefanim of the Chatz HaKtana and place them into the Chatz HaGdola. Now, the Amoraim are going to derive another repercussion of this halacha in terms of get. Just by introduction, when a man divorces his wife, he can either give the get into her hand, or he can put the get into HaChatzer, but it has to be HaChatzer. Not only that, according to one day in the Gemara in Gittin, in Perikas Zorek, you require Omedes Bitoch Chatzera. It's not enough that he places the get into a Chatzer. In her absence, She has to be present in the chatzer. Now, what happens in the following case? He delivers the get into one of two chatzeres, both of which are hers, but she's only located in one of them. And we could have two possible scenarios. Either he delivers the get into the chatz ha-gdol and she's in the ketana, or the reverse. Isha b'gdola, if she's located in the chatz ha-gdola, get b'ketana, and he, the Baal, delivers the get into the chatz ha-ketana. And we said that based on the principle of gdola and ketana nimshachim, the gdola and anybody who's in the gdola is considered like he's in the ketana, just like the gefanim of the gdola are in the zroim of the ketana to create kelaim. Here, it works in the positive way. There, it was a negative, it was a drawback, it created an isur kelaim. But here, it's going to validate the get, miskareshes. Why? Because for all intents and purposes, according to the halacha, she's located in the chatz ha-ketana. And that sounds like a pella. What do you mean? I took a video and she's in the chatz ha-gdola. She's not in the chatz ha-ketana, but she's in the chatz ha-ketana. How is she in the chatz ha-ketana? Because of this halacha of nimshachim, which means that whatever and all the dayari ha-gdola are now pulled into the ketana, and therefore she is betok sadeus, tok chatzera, meaning she's located in the chatz ha-ketana, and the get is kosher. Now reverse the situation. Isha b'ketana, get b'gdola. If she's located in the ketana, and the get is now delivered into the gdola, ain't a megureshes. Why? Because the get is in the gdola, and the gdola, as we said before, recoils and withdraws, surrounded as it were by its mechitzos, and therefore the get is now in the gdola. That's where it is, and that's where it's going to remain. She's unfortunately in the chatz ha-ketana. He did not deliver the get in a chatz in which he's located. Now a third nafkamina, and this is in Hilchas Tefillah. Now again, by way of introduction, keep in mind that back in the day, the Shliach Tzibur would be Motzi the Tzibur. They didn't daven as we do a Lachash, a Shtil Shmon Esrei. No. There was no Shtil Shmon Esrei. It was straight away, one-man show, the Shliach Tzibur. He was Motzi the Tzibur. They weren't Bekiyim. They weren't experts. So they had to be Yotze through the Shliach Tzibur. But what happens in a case where the Tzibur is in one Chatzer and the Shliach Tzibur is in a different Chatzer? You know, in our time, we could have an outdoor minyanim, a porch minyanim, and all this kind of stuff. So here are the two scenarios. Number one, tzibur b'gedola, u'shliach tzibur b'chotzer ha'ketana. The shliach tzibur is now located in the chotzer ha'ketana. So what we want to do is, we want to get the shliach tzibur into the chotzer ha'gedola, or if we do it the other way around, we want to make sure that the tzibur is together with the shliach tzibur, and the shliach tzibur is now in the gdola. So we said that the dayari ha-ketana mixed together, that imshachu with the dayari ha-gdola. And if that's the case, is yotzim yidei chovasam, which means that the shliach tzibur can be motzi the tzibur yidei chovasam. The shliach tzibur is in the chatz ha-gdola, the tzibur is in the ketana, and I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Let me get it again. The tzibur is in the chatz ha-gdola, correct? And the shliach tzibur is in the chatz ha-ketana. I think I said it the other way around. And therefore, yotzi midei chovasam, which means that since the shliach tzibur is standing in the ketana, there's a nigrarim or a nimshachim situation here, and the mechanics operates in such a way that he's nigrar, he is geschlept into the tzibur ha-gdola that's in the chatz ha-gdola. So if we apply nimshachim, then this is great, because now the shliach tzibur is in the ketana, is virtually at least in the gdola together with the tzibur. However, in the opposite case, tzibur b'ketana, shliach tzibur b'chatz ha-gdola, now we have a scenario in which the tzibur is in the ketana, the shatz is in the gdola, ein yotzim yidei chovasam. Why? Because since the shliach tzibur is in the gdola, and as we said many times, the chatz ha-gdola recoils and withdraws into itself, setting itself apart from the ketana by virtue of the mechitzos, and now the shliach tzibur is locked up, so to speak, in the chatz ha-gdola. He has no access to the tzibur in the chatz ha-ketana. Now we can apply the same rules to the halacha of tefillah with regard to setting up a minyan, which is called tziruf la'asara. What happens if you have 9 people in one chatzar and the 10th, as we call them, the center, in another chatzar? Once again, 2 scenarios. Tisha b'gedola v'yochid b'ktana. If we have 9 members of this minyan that are located in the chatzar gedola, we have 1 person in the chatzar ktana, is mitztarfim. You know, it's the yochid and the ktana. We're going to apply the principle of nimshachim, and he's considered as if he's together with the 9 people in the gedola, and now we have a full minyan. But in the reverse case, tisha b'ktana, v'echad b'gedola, we now have 9 people standing in the chatzar ktana, v'echad b'gedola, ein mitztarfim, because that yochid in the gedola is not nimshach. He's not nimshach basa, the 9 in the ketana. Why? Because he is separated in the chatzar gedola by the mechitzos. He never gets out of the incarceration of his chatzar gedola, and therefore we don't have a minyan. Now the Gemara goes on and applies these principles to another halacha in tefillah. Here it's halacha in Kriyat Shema. The law is that you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema keneged mokom tzoa. What happens if the tzoa is in one chatzer and you want to recite Kriyat Shema in another chatzer? And again, 2 scenarios. Tzoa b'gdola. If the tzoa is in the gdola, he wants to recite Kriyat Shema in the ketana. Also, likros Kriyat Shema b'ketana, because the ketana is negreres basra gdola, as if to say that we take the gdola and put it into the ketana. So now, in this chatzar ketana, you have the tzoa from the chatzar gdola. However, the reverse situation, tzoa b'ketana, if now the feces is in the smaller chatzar, mutal likros Kriyat Shema b'gdola, because you're standing in the gdola, you want to recite Kriyat Shema. You are completely surrounded by mechitzos, recoiling and separating from the chatzar ketana. You don't have to be concerned with the tzoa in the chatzar ketana. And all these statements were made by the 3 great Amoraim in the presence of Abai. Omalu Abai. So Abai speaks to Rabba, Rab Zera, Rabba Bar Rav Hanan, and he says that if you're correct, that there's a principle here called the chatzar ketana nigreres achar chatzar gedola, and you can apply it in the case of Kelayim. Let's go back to Kelayim for a moment. And therefore you said that if there are Gefanim, there are vineyards in the Chotzer HaGdola, then the Chotzer Ketan is enjoined from planting Zeroyim. He says, wait a minute. Im kein matzinu mechitza le'isu. He says the following, that as a result of this halacha, that you're not allowed to plant in the chatzar ketana, which means you're not allowed to plant anywhere in the chatzar ketana, that's going to set up a chumrah, which would normally not apply. Why? Because let's say we didn't know about this halacha of nimshachim, of nigrarim, of the chatzar gedola being goreres as a ketana and the ketana is nigreres basar. If not for all that, then the determining factor in Kalayim is Dalet Amos. You have Gefanim, you have Zeroyim. How proximate are they? If they're within Dalet Amos, that generates an Isur Kalayim. If they're separated by Dalet Amos, there's no Isur Kalayim. So imagine, without these halachos of Nigrorim, if in the Chatzar Ketana he wants to plant Zeroyim, he's allowed to do so, despite the fact that he's got a proximate Chatzer where there are Gefanim. All he has to do is guarantee that he's 4 Amos away from the Gefanim. So imagine he's got this Chatzar Ketana. He withdraws from the borderline, the boundary that connects him to the Chatzar Gedola where the Gefanim are. He goes into his Chatzar Ketana, make sure that he's Marchik Dalet Amos, and he's allowed to plant. No problem. But now, as a result of this halacha nigreres and nimshachos, you're going to say that there's halacha in the chatzar ketana from beginning to the end. The entire chatzar ketana becomes the osel Yisroel. And that be the case, then im kein matzinu mechitza le'isur. She'el mole, if not for the mechitza, if it was ein mechitza, there was no mechitza between the chatzar ketana and the chatzar gedola, then all the Balak Tana would have to do if he wants to plant Zeroyim is Marchik Arba Amos. He has to make sure that there's a distance between his wheat and his buddy's vine, which is planted in the Chatz HaGedola. As long as there's 4 Amos between them, Zorea, Gegezut Tehet, plant away as much wheat as you want to plant. Vilu Hashta, but now that you're saying that the Chatz HaGedola is surrounded by Mechitzos, and the boundary line between the Ketan and the Gedola is a Pesach into the Chatz HaGedola, now you're going to tell me, as a result of these Mechitzos, that the Chatz HaKetana is considered as if it's inside the Chatz HaGedola. Well, if the Chatz HaKetana is inside the Gedola, then Asura Bechol Shitcha, which means that there's no heter at all whatsoever to plant Zeroyim anywhere within the Chatzer HaKetana. The entire entity of the Chatz HaKetana becomes prohibited as far as Zeroyim is concerned, because this mechitza now is what sets up the relationship between the Chatz HaKetana and the Chatz HaGedola. And if not for this mechitza, we would separate the two chatzeros, and all we need is our chok of Dalet Amos. How is it possible that as a result of this mechitza that separates the Gedola from the Ketana, you are now generating an isa that the Chatz HaKetana in its entirety is considered as if it's inside the Gedola, and therefore you can't plant anywhere in the Ketana? And the entire sugya that we're going to learn, mostly tomorrow, not today, that ensues, is whether or not there is such an entity in halacha as a mechitza hoseres. Normally, in 99.9 cases out of 100, a mechitza is a materes. It comes to be mati, but here is a very paradoxical situation. As a result of setting up this mechitza in the Chatz HaGedola, you now set up a din of nimshachim in the Chatz HaKetana, and it's as if the Gedola is inside the Ketana as a result of the mechitza, and that's going to create and generate an Issa Kelayim. Well, where do we find a mechitza Oseres? Abai is very, you know, very naive. He's put back by this whole concept of a mechitza Oseres. We've never encountered a mechitza Oseres. And now the Gemara is going to barrage Abaye one sugya after the other for an entire black Gemara to prove that there is such an entity as a mechitza Oseres. Amale Rav Zeira Labaye lo matzinu velo matzinu mechitza leisur. Oh, what are you talking about? How can you deny mechitza leisur when we just learned it in our Mishnah right here in Masechta Erevin? And the Mishnah says that Chatz HaGedola shenifritzo l'ketana gedola muteres haketana asura mipnei shehi kepischa shel gedola. Now, what happens here? You have a mechitza ketana that opens up totally into a Chatz HaGedola that opens up a Chatz HaKetana that opens up completely, totally into a Chatz HaGedola. And you're allowed to carry in the Chatz HaGedola, but you're not allowed to carry in the Chatz HaKetana. So you want to take Kalim outside of, you know, outside of your house into the Chatzer. If you're lucky, you're in the Chatz HaGedola. You can take your Kalim from your houses into the Chatz HaGedola. But if you're unlucky and you're a member of a household in the Ketana, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the Ketana. Why? Because the Ketana is Kipischa Shel Gedola. So let's be Medayik from the Mishnah. Ilu Hishva Es Gipufeha. The reason why you're allowed to carry in the Chatz HaGedola is because since it's wider and it has gipufim on both ends, that sets up a mechitza, which allows the Chatz HaGedola to separate itself from the Chatz HaKetana and allows tiltal from the bottom into the Chatz HaGedola because of these mechitzos. And now what happens if I cover over the gipufim? And what I do is I set up a mechitza that goes straight from the Chatz HaKetana and a straight line into the Gedola. And the Gipufim, unfortunately, are hidden by this new machitza that I set up. You can't see them on this side, you can't see them on that side. Is then Gedola Nami Asura. As a result, paradoxically, of setting up machitzos, now I undermine the heter tiltal that applied to the Chatz HaGedola, and now you're not allowed to carry in the Chatz HaGedola because it no longer has Gipufim. Amalei, Sabai says to Rav Zeira, I don't understand your proof. Hasam siluk mechitzosu. That's not a case of creating a mechitza, although, again, physically, materially, he did create a mechitza, but it's siluk mechitza. He's, in effect, removing the gipufe by covering them and concealing them with this new mechitza on both sides. And that means siluk mechitzas. I was talking about a case of mechitzas le'isa, where you create a mechitza. You don't remove a mechitza, right? You have a chotzak tan and a chotzak dola, and now the gipufe create mechitzos. Or in the case of the two gagos that we discussed in our Mishnah, you had a gag katan and a gag gadol, and the gag gadol, insofar as the building below it is wider than the smaller building, you have now mechitzas anikaros, and that's called a mechitza, which now is going to, on the one hand, generate a heter vis-a-vis the gag gadol, or in the case of a chotzak gadola, but paradoxically it sets up an iser vis-a-vis the ketana. And now you've set up a mechitza, you've applied the principle of God asik mechitzos, and as a result, you generate an iser tiltal in the chotzak ketana. How could that be? Amalei Rav Abaye lo matzino mechitza le'isur. Abaye, are you being naive? There's no such entity as a mechitza le'isur. Va'itmar, we have a case in Sukkah. Now we're going to turn to Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph, so we'll have a little bit of a far for tomorrow. And we have Sichech al Gabi Achsadra. An Achsadra, which is kind of like an entranceway, a prose door into a bias. It's on the outside. It's a sealed area that has four poles, which are called Ptzimim, that are holding up this tikra, this ceiling, but it's open on all sides. And Yeshla Ptzimim Kshera, so what you have is you have two structures, two batim, and you have a tikra, which is called an achsadra, that goes from one end to the other, from one bias to the other. So that gives you two mechitzas, two defanos. But in Sukkah, we need a minimum of three defanos. How do we get the third dofen? And in fact, in this case, we're going to get a third and a fourth dofen. Is these ptsimim. Ptsimim are these, so to speak, columns or pillars. Call them posts, if you, whatever word you want to use for them. And they move at a 90-degree angle from the two buildings, and they hold up the tikra. And now he places a schach on top of this tikra. It's like a pergola, if you imagine. But on top of the pergola, he puts schach. And now, in effect, he has four defanos. Why? Because he has the two defanos of the two buildings. The achsadra stretches from one building to the other. He has two real bona fide, exciting, full-fledged mechitzos. And on top, he has now schach. Where does he get his other two defanos from? From the ptsimim. But now what happens if he sets up a mechitza on both sides inside the ptsimim? And he basically covers over the ptsimim. Ve'ilu hishva es ptsimeha. If he would add mechitzos, new mechitzos, next to the old mechitzos, meaning next to the ptsimim, but in a way that now the ptsimim are situated between the mechitzos and the batim, in such a way they are no longer visible to the eye, psula. Now the sukkah is no longer kosher, because now I only have the two batim and the schach on top. I don't have another two additional defanos to be machshir the sukkah, because those defanos are completely covered and concealed by these new mechitzas that he added. Amalei Abaye lididi kshera. According to my logic, I hold that mechitzos that don't, an achsadra that doesn't have mechitzos is in itself is kshera lemitzvah sukkah. I don't even need mechitzos at all. Because Abaye's sheet is that even if you have an area that's open on all four sides, you still apply the principle of Pitikra Yored Vesosim. But Lididach, according to you, you don't apply Pitikra Yored Vesosim. But this is a case of Siluk Mechitzasi. Once again, by adding these Mechitzos, you are neutralizing and undermining the other Mechitzos that were there before. The Tup Tzimim are no longer visible. That has nothing to do with me. I was talking about a case where you don't remove mechitzos, but you add mechitzos. And where do we find a precedent for adding mechitzos and generating an isur? Okay, the Rabbos say, so this is where we're going to stop for today. Let's make a note of where we get up to here on the top of Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph. And we're up to Omar Leh, which is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down from the top of the Omar. Okay, I'll take this opportunity to wish you a great day. Thank you very much.